Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
The second period has not been the best period by any stretch for the Blackhawks this season, but on this Friday night at Young Arena, it sure was. The Blackhawks scored 5 times in the second, their biggest scoring output in any period this season, and that put them firmly in control and on the way to a 6-2 victory against the Lincoln Stars. It's time for our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. No score at the end of one, despite the Hawks having an 18-2 edge in shots on goal. More than an edge, a big margin in the Blackhawks' favor. But the Hawks could not get anything by, and the game could have turned pretty dramatically against the Blackhawks because it was the Lincoln Stars who scored first, 4:01 into the second period, just moments after a power play had ended. DJ Hart had the puck at the right point, took a shot from there. It was free in the crease with Jack Spicer lunging to try to cover it up, but before he could, it was pushed across the goal line by former Blackhawk Daniel Sambuco. And in some instances, a team that's carried play for a lot of the game that falls behind tends to not respond well. The Blackhawks certainly responded, and it took a miscue by the Stars to really get the Blackhawks going just minutes later. Whitehead stopping it behind his net, now gave it up. It's fed in front, Shifsky shoots, he scores! Here come the Hawks! Shifsky out of the box, capitalizing on the turnover that the Stars gave up in their defensive zone. Waterloo, shortly after the successful penalty kill, gets back even as Garrett Shifsky scores his 8th of the season. Shifsky off a defender and in into the mostly open net. 8th goal of the season for Shifsky, tying it up at 7:43 of the second period after the takeaway by Owen Baker. So it was 1-1. And just over 3 minutes later, the Blackhawks went to the lead, and they would lead for good after making it 2-1. Larrigan now, poke check, puck taken away. Beatty couldn't get a shot away, leaned on by Larrigan, picked up by Flynn for Renzel. He shoots, Whitehead the save, rebound, Waterloo scores! It's stuffed in by David Klee, his first USHL goal, and here come the Hawks to the lead for the first time after the Stars turnover right near the blue line. Klee's first in the USHL, collecting the rebound from Renzel and an assist on that goal to Oliver Flynn as well. At the 11-minute mark, the Hawks up 2-1. It became 3-1 when the Blackhawks struck shorthanded at 15:46. Held in by Peters on the right wing boards. Checked by Baker, wedged it out to the neutral zone. Hillman pursuing, shorthanded. Hillman's going to get a chance across the slot. Backhander, he scores! A shorthanded goal for Miles Hillman, and here come the Hawks on top by 2. Hillman patient with that, went all the way across the top of the crease from left to right, and found room to lift it up over Whitehead's left pad. The goal for Miles Hillman, the second shorthanded goal in as many games for the Blackhawks, and Hillman's 5th goal of the season, assisted by Baker at 15:46. The Hawks had an insurance goal. They were up 3-1, and they would get a couple of more before the period ended. The first of the two that were still to be scored came at 18:02. Beatty behind the net now. Challenged by Hart. Klee comes to help out. Wedged it in front. Now it's Pionk, left point. Wrist shot. He scores! Here come the Hawks. Aaron Pionk used traffic at the front of the net and fired it inside the post at the stick side of Whitehead. Here come the Hawks with 4 unanswered in this period. 4th goal of the season for Pionk, assisted by Zach Beatty and David Klee, and that was at 18:02, making it a 4-1 lead. And then the Blackhawks went to a 5-on-3 power play with 2 penalties called simultaneously against the Stars. Griffin Erdman was hooked and also then slashed Cole Kressberg-Rosine with the hook as Erdman was trying to get through the neutral zone. Hart took exception to Erdman having Kressberg-Rosine's stick caught in his equipment, gave him a slash after the whistle. Both penalties were in fact called, and the Blackhawks capitalized just seconds before the period ended. Spicer comes out to settle the rolling puck. Saucers it to Renzel, a dozen seconds left before intermission. Here's Hoang, getting a feed, moving in, shooting, he scores! James Hoang with a goal in five consecutive games! A 5-on-3 power play goal with 8.3 seconds left in the second period. It's 5 unanswered for the Blackhawks. Hoang with his 6th of the season, his goal streak extended. He now has scored in 5 consecutive games. Sam Renzel, the one assist, and then the other to Jack Spicer. Just his 6th game in goal for the Blackhawks, and Spicer has 3 assists, and that's more than any Blackhawk since Jeff Jakaitis back in 2002-2003. 8.3 seconds remaining when Hoang scored, and the Blackhawks on top, 5-1. Early in the third, the Hawks would strike again after Spicer denied a penalty shot attempt by Brennan Ali. So it was still 5-1 when the Blackhawks, just moments after that denied penalty shot, added and made the lead its largest margin of the night. Deep in the Blackhawks zone, Lincoln gets control, but a centering feed intercepted by Lindbergh for Shifsky, flying out to center on right wing. Shifsky to the offensive zone, pulls up right circle, centers one, a shot, and O'Connell scores, wide open side. What a pass by Shifsky on his backhand, and O'Connell there to collect it and fire it by. No chance for Massey. It's 6-1 Waterloo as Gavin O'Connell adds his name to the list. O'Connell beat relief netminder Lucas Massey. Third goal of the season for O'Connell from Garrett Shifsky and Gavin Lindbergh at 2:14 of the third period. The Hawks up 6-1. The Stars would get the only other goal in transition at 9:23 of the third period. Mason Marcellus handling the puck through the left circle, making an extra move and creating an open side for Carson Bidens to score. Bidens from Marcellus, as well as Antonio Fernandez at 9:23, and that was it for the scoring in this game. The Blackhawks finished the night 1-for-5 on the power play. The Stars were 0-for-4 in their power play looks. Lincoln did outshoot the Blackhawks in the third period, 13-11 for the game. Waterloo 45 shots on goal, Lincoln with 28. Jack Spicer remains perfect this season, now 5-0-0, and Spicer tonight stopped 26 of 28 Stars shots. He lost to Cameron Whitehead, who played the first two periods. In that time, he faced 34 shots on net, 29 saves, 5 goals against. In the third period, Lucas Massey stopped 10 of 11, and the Blackhawks with 6 after 5 last Saturday, 7 last Friday. Hawks finding their offensive touch here in the latter half of this long homestand. That is our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. If you've got a surface that you need to protect or a look that you want to transform, choose Rust-Oleum. Trusted quality since 1921, Rust-Oleum has a coating for every challenge. Available from Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale, where you can get help with your project. Stop in to see Ted and his staff. They're there to help. Ted's Home and Hardware, 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. The win moves the Blackhawks to within 2 points of the Stars for second place in the USHL Western Conference. And the Hawks and Stars get together again tomorrow with another opportunity for the Blackhawks to pick up some ground against Lincoln.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.